This is Barbara Schickler, January 30th, 1988. I'm with Janet Fish at her studio at 101 Prince Street in New York City. Side one. Again. Good morning. Let's go over the thing again.
Okay.
Could you give me your full name one more time?
Janet Isabel Fish.
All right, and your birth date, your exact birthday?
5/18/38.
Okay, and your mother's name?
Florence Whistler Fish.
You were saying something when we spoke earlier about her relationship with Whistler, or what the connection was.
Well, I think it's probably relating to a cousin or something. She was, her godfather jumped in at her christening and named her after his wife, instead of whatever name she was supposed to be called.
Where was she from?
She grew up in Connecticut and in Bermuda.
I see. And your father?
His name is Peter Stuyvesant Fish, and he grew up in New York, New York State.
Do you have any idea how they met?
My mother's brother was at Trinity College, and he was a friend of my mother's brother, Clark, and I think that's how they met.
I see. And that brings us to your grandfather, Clark Voorhees.
Clark Voorhees was an one of the American Impressionist painters in the Olime School. He was one of the first people there. He discovered Olime when he was at Yale College. He'd bicycled out there a number of times, and then later on he got some friends to go there.
I was wondering about the name Florence. You know that the Griswold Museum in Lyme, Florence Griswold. I wonder if that name got in there for any reason related to that.
She said that it was her godfather, some other
I see.
Some other reason.
I see. And your uncle is also named Clark Voorhees.
He was a woodworker and a sculptor.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did I ask you this time around or last time we spoke? You say your mother grew up in Bermuda as well as?
In Connecticut.
In Connecticut. Yeah. Apparently you grew up to some extent, for some time in Bermuda.
Yes, we were in Connecticut until we'd been in Bermuda when I was a little baby, and then we lived in Connecticut. My father had a job at the electric boat company. And then he got ill when I was around 10, and we moved to Bermuda, where I stayed until I went to college.
I read somewhere that he was a teacher of art history.
He taught at the Roxbury Latin School at one time. When I was just around the time I was born, he was teaching in Boston at the Roxbury Latin School. And he told me that he had actually taught some art history. I don't know that he knows much about it.
I see, but he wasn't himself involved with art to any extent.
No, he wasn't, no.
What was he doing at the electric boat company?
He started out as a shipfitter's assistant, and then he sort of got into management somehow, somewhere along the line.
Are your parents living?
Yes.
They are? Well, that's... Okay, I guess the whole thing really, the questions about family have to do with the family dynamics, how you got to be the Janet Fish we know. What were some of the family dynamics there, for instance, which you feel were influential? Was there much discussion of painting and art? How involved were you in that?
Well, when we were, my mother was always working on things. She had gone to the Boston Museum School and was a sculptor, and she continued working a bit, though when she had children, I guess we took up more of her time, and so that she always had some kind of activity in art. Then, well, when we were in Connecticut, when I was younger, then my uncle Clark Voorhees' house was fairly near us, and he and his wife were both artists, so we would go over there a lot to play with our cousins. And so art, there were a lot of artists in mine, so art was part of the whole thing.
Let's pause.
Okay.
Continue.
So there, and my parents knew a great many artists. There was sort of an